I'm David Ford. Earlier today, the Johnny Possum Band from New Zealand embarked on its fourth U.S. tour. They've performed their own unique brand of Americana at venues across the Southeast, including Music City Roots in Nashville. This year, the Johnny Possum Band will be swinging through the Triad with outdoor concerts at Zick's Bar on the Upper Quad at Wake Forest University and the Muddy Creek Cafe in Bethania. Since 2005, the Johnny Possum Band has transitioned from bluegrass covers to their latest CD, Love and Truth, with 8 original songs. Banjo guitarist, singer-songwriter Sean Whitaker spoke with me from his home studio in New Zealand.
And you begin to take those first steps of writing your own songs and then being unsure of what they're like or what they should be like and developing a confidence about your own songwriting abilities. And then for me, when we started out as songwriters, we felt a pressure to write songs in a certain way. So our first attempts at songwriting were very bluegrass-style songs. And then as we sort of realised that the real beauty in writing songs came from the collaborative effort of all the members of the band, we realised that we were defining our own style. We finally made it home tonight. It's a really great journey, and for me personally there's a lot of nerves involved in, you know, writing your own music because you're exposing yourself, particularly with the folk styles or the country styles. The lyrics are usually based on some element or one small sentence from your own life. We got 8 original tracks on the latest CD, and I can actually hear the different songwriters, their melodic style, the choice of lyrics, the phrasing, and all of that too. So that's still very evident with that sort of journey of self-discovery.
There's a certain letting go part of that, though, that can be uncomfortable for some. How do you all manage those waters? Is it difficult?
It can be sometimes. For a couple of my songs, you know, I've been very precious about them. I've introduced them to the band, and the band has suggested, well, let's do this with it. There's one particular song I can think of that they turned into a straight bluegrass number a couple of years ago. And for me, I was like, okay, well, that's what happens to it when it hits the band environment. But the version I released myself earlier this year was a very slow, melancholy version, a completely different version. Same lyrics, same melody. So I think that's what you do working in a band that's a collaborative form of band. And that's what we are. We all respect each other and what we bring to the band. We all have different strengths. And in the songwriting process, that comes through. My love, I'm going. We've had a lineup change. The fiddle's gone and the mandolin's gone, so we've definitely lost that traditional bluegrass lineup. So this time we're down to a 4-piece instead of the usual 5-piece. We've brought in Rebecca Dollery, and she's got just an amazing voice, and what her and Brizzy are doing as lead vocalists is quite stunning. We're really happy with the sound of the band. Looking for love.
Beautiful harmonizations and a real warmth to the sound that it just popped out as very contemporary and yet very comfortable. Like, I know this sound. It's a beautiful mix.
Yeah, well, we're really happy with it. So the lead track, Love and Truth, is one that Rizzy wrote, and he takes lead vocals, and you can hear Rebecca on there in harmony. But most of the tracks, she's actually taking lead vocals, and she's got an absolutely stunning voice, and we're really pleased with this wonderful interplay between the male and female. And yeah, so things like Fleetwood Mac come to mind, and perhaps more contemporary, there are tracks that sound very much like the Civil Wars. Personally, I'm really happy with the new sound, and I think the whole band is as well. I could
lay me down to sleep. The Johnny Possum Band, banjo, guitarist, singer, songwriter Sean Whitaker. Their new CD is Love and Truth, and you can hear selections live on Saturday night, August 30th, at Zick's Bar on the Upper Quad at Wake Forest University with the Johnny Possum Band in concert. The following afternoon, they'll be at Muddy Creek Cafe in Bethania, and 2 more North Carolina stops are scheduled for September. You'll find links to their complete tour schedule at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.